Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1000. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabbanan Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe. Okay, I would like to talk today about a little bit of a different subject. Not what we've been talking about till now. In fact, nothing even to do with Shabbos. That is the Inyan of Hakaras HaToiv. I want to say a story. I used to go with my father, Olav Shalom, to Rav Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. His Rav Avigdor Miller used to give shiurim all week long, but he had a special shiur on Thursday nights. Many of us who are a little bit older might remember, and we used to go for about 2 years. We used to go on Thursday nights. Baruch Hashem, it was mamash. It was a packed shul every week. But when it came to shiur number 1000, we happened to have been there at that time. It's very interesting as the place was packed. It was mamish wall to wall, standing room only. You couldn't get a seat. The place was mamish packed. There were much more people than usual. And I remember at that time Rav Avigdor Miller saying, "Wow, why are there so many people here tonight?" But the bottom line is, be it as it may, we see that number 1000, sheer number 1000, is a tremendous, tremendous plateau. It's a tremendous thing. It's a tremendous place to reach. And I just want to explain a little bit where the whole thing started and actually give thanks to certain people who have been behind the scenes from basically day one, and it's not just me, myself, obviously. There's a lot more involved. About many, many years ago, we used to make tapes. I used to make tapes, whatever, in the dry cleaning store. We used to give it out, tapes and Hilchos Shabbos cassettes. Obviously, many of us might not have even seen a tape recorder. That's how old it is. And whatever, this is going back roughly about 20 years ago, and obviously that went out of style. About 3 years ago, a little bit more than 3 years ago, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so kind and put into my mind to go back to making Hilchos Shabbos and making the Shiurim on Hilchos Shabbos. But obviously there was no cassettes, no idea how we're going to do it. And I myself, not being very technologically advanced at all, were trying to figure out what do we do. So we saw this thing called... It was a little bit new to me. Anyways, WhatsApp, and people have some groups. You have Ace Rutzen groups, and you have this group, that group. And we looked around, and we didn't see a shiur, anybody really giving shiurim on Hilchos Shabbos too much. You have Torah Anytime, the various different places, but on a steady basis every day, going through Hilchos Shabbos, with all the ins and outs and practical applications. So, we figured Baruch Hashem will help. We're gonna start, and my wife Baruch Hashem was kind enough to help me start a group. I didn't know exactly how to start a group. To make a long story short, without beating around the bush, we started our first group with a small amount of people, 12, 15, 20 people, whatever it is, some friends and family. And before we knew it, we had some other people got involved who had a tremendous chesed and helped us spread it a little bit, which one of their names we're going to mention shortly. And before we knew it, we started to grow 100, 150, a little advertising, this, that. And before we knew it, here we are more than 3 years later. We have, Baruch Hashem, we're in the thousands. We have thousands. We put out between 9,000 and 10,000 shiurim a day. Baruch Hashem, and all the groups, we have 54 different groups we have in Hilchos Shabbos, we have in Hilchos Brachos, and so on. Okay, but be it as it may, that's not the point. The point is over here that we have to give the Hakaras HaToiv to the people who have been behind this and helping us all the way through. So, first and foremost, obviously, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal, that is number one. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal gave us the wherewithal, the ability, however it was, phones, WhatsApp, putting it into our minds, whatever the case is, to be able to start these shiurim, to be able to be mamshech further on these shiurim, to be able to give us the platform to go further in these shiurim and spreading these shiurim. Of course, we always give the most thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to giving us the ability, the knowledge, the ability to be able to learn Shabbos and all of Torah. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can never thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu enough for everything. And there's a certain amount of people that I would like to name off in this shiur, being shiur number 1000, which is a very, very special plateau to myself anyways, and I think to all of us. Number one, there's somebody who has been if I could call it, the backbone of our shiurim, and a little bit of a, if you want to say, a fatherly figure to me, myself, and guiding us, mamish, from day one, somebody who joined all the way in the beginning, I think in shiur number 2 or 3, mamish way back, and just has been guiding us and has connections to many of the gedolim from the previous generations. He's been around and it's a rav, somebody's a rav, gives psak halacha and so on. And that is Rabbi Yehuda Kahan. Rabbi Yehuda Kahan Shlita, from a rav in Cleveland, mamish listens to every single one of our shiurim, both in Shabbos and Brachis, and sends us haaretz ways sometimes we could fix, say a little bit better, this and that. We go back and forth and we try and, you know, make it the best possible way for everybody to understand halacha lemaisa. And mamish has been the backbone of this year, I have to say, from day number one. So we want to give a big yashikayach, Thank you so much. The next person I want to thank is actually my son's chavrusa in Eretz Yisrael, Moishi Schneider. Moishi Schneider is somebody who actually was, we said, that helped us all the way in the beginning. We started the first group with 12, 13 people, 15 people, and Moishi Schneider took the initiative to put our link to that first group on his groups. He had some groups in Shmiras HaLashon and so on, and from there it took off. That's mamish from where it took off. We started to get tens of people were joining. Before we knew it, we had 150 people, and Moishi Schneider took the initiative to help us spread these shiurim, to help us spread Hilchas Shabbos. And not just that, after that he took the initiative a short while later to create, many people have seen, we have a Google Drive, we have a wonderful, wonderful Google Drive in Hilchas Shabbos that's broken down in a folder form. All the malachas that we went through, I think it's about 18 malachas and some other various different subjects which we covered, besides the actual malachas itself, and it's broken down in a very simple folder form. It's something like 23, 24 different subjects over there, and a person could just, you get the Google Drive, mamish, you link on. By the way, if anybody wants it, they could contact me, I could send it to them, and you could just, mamish, you link on to that folder, and you have all the shiurim that we gave in that malach. The mashal, all the shiurim in Bishul cooking is in one folder, and all the shiurim in Borer is in one folder, all the shiurim in Laban is one folder, and it's broken down in a very, very easy format with the numbers and everything. And this is something that Moshe Schneider, he started himself. He took the initiative. He wasn't asked to do it. Just he called me one day. He says he wants to put it all onto this Google Drive. And mamish, we've been giving it out constantly to people for various different situations. Sometimes somebody wants to see everything that we have. They have it. Sometimes people want older shiurim, and obviously it's hard. We can't send people hundreds of shiurim at a time for the older shiurim. We're up to shiurim 1,000, Baruch Hashem. So he took the initiative, and we use it. Mamish, we use it constantly. So we want to give a big yashar koyach to Moishe Schneider. Next, I want to thank Lev Olcha, who also took the initiative to create a podcast for us. He created the first Shabbos podcast, not the only Shabbos podcast, actually, that we have. And again, the same thing, we give it out to people. Lev Olcha, he took the initiative. Mamish contacted us and said he wants to create this podcast. These are all things that we didn't ask anybody to do. It's just people wanted to do a chesed on their own. And we send it out to people. People listen to old shiurim. They have, it doesn't have every single shear on there, but, because it takes time to put it on, it's usually put on one shear a day, and a person could listen, they could go up, they could go down, they could constantly listen 2-3 shear at a time, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. So we want to give a big yashikayach again to Lev Olcha for taking the initiative and creating this Shabbos podcast that we use constantly all the time. Next, I want to thank somebody else who actually reached out to me in the Hilchas Brachos to begin with, and he said, why don't we start doing a review every week? And I said, I can't do it. We'll have to make the shiurim and so on. She took the initiative. He started making reviews. And after that, he made a Google Drive, a Google Drive in Hilchas Brachos. And I want to say also, He actually writes down our shiurim in Hilchas Brachos. I think he was up to the latest I heard, shiur number 150. And possibly one day we could have a sefer, put together a sefer. Little by little, he's writing out, Mamish writing out all the shiurim. Besides helping us, he says it's helping himself and so on. And he made this, his name, I just want to mention, his name is Yossi Ehrenfeld. We want to say a big, big yashar koach to Yossi Ehrenfeld, also lives in Eretz Yisrael right now. Gesunte heit, him and his wife and his newborn, she'll be gesund and stark. And he made this Google Drive. Also, we have constantly in Hilchas Brachas, it's hard constantly to start new groups. We used to keep on starting new groups. Now, Baruch Hashem, WhatsApp, I just want to mention, it goes up to 1,000, over 1,000 people, so it makes it a little bit easy, but it's hard to keep on starting new groups, obviously, as one could imagine. So, but many people want the old Shiurim, right? We're up to much higher numbers. People want Shiur number 1, 2, 3, 4. So we just send them this Google Drive in Hilchas Brachas, and again, the same thing they have in Hilchas Brachas, all the Shiurim, and it's mamish right at their fingertips, and we've sent this out also to many people, and everybody is so thankful that Baruch Hashem they can now get the old shiurim on this Google Drive. So we want to say a big, big yashar koach to Yossi Ehrenfeld, and I've developed myself a tremendous kesher with him, a connection, and we go back and forth and various different things. It's mamish a pleasure. Now I want to go back for a minute and thank again Lev Olcha, again, the same thing. He also made a podcast, not just, now that we're talking about Hilchas Brachas, not just in Shabbos, he made a podcast in Hilchas Brachas also. So we have it says under the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, when we were giving the Shiurim from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, but be it as it may, Lev Olcha, the same thing, he took the initiative and made the podcast in Shabbos, made the podcast in Brachas, and again, the same thing, it's mamish beautiful. You look at it's like as though you have a tape recorder right in front of you. On every share, it's a really amazing thing. I myself, again, like I said, not being so technologically advanced, I look at these things, it's like unbelievable. So again, we want to give a big, big yashar koach to Lev Olcha and Yossi Ehrenfeld. And I just want to give a shout out real quickly also to my son-in-law and my wife, actually, who has been constantly helping us with the technologically advanced parts of these things, which they guide us through it. They guide us through it. How to set things up. So we want to give a big shout out, a big yashar koach to my son-in-law and my wife. And I want to mention one thing. There's many, many more people that we have to give a yashar koach to, but we could go on for hours and hours. So we tried to pull out, whatever we could. So we apologize if we missed anybody. But I want to end off with one thing, saying that there's somebody that we give the biggest yashar koach to from all the people that listen to the shiur. And I'll start off by saying this. I used to listen many years ago, still listen sometimes, Rav Zev Smith, Shlita. Obviously, I have many tapes today. I don't know exactly how it works, but the Bekitza Mice, he gives shiurim all over the place. Rav Zev Smith, very famous. He gives shiurim. He used to give shiurim, I think he still does, in Stalin, every Sunday, Halachal Mice. It's been going on for years and years, maybe 25 years, could be even 30 years by now. But he used to say before he would leave to camp for the summer, could be he still goes, I think it was Camp Oshraga. Before he left, he would always thank this one, thank that one, Rabbi Bold, Shpi Gesund and Stark, who used to help him, helps him with the shiurim, helps install him. What he does over there is an unbelievable thing. But he used to say, more than anybody, more than all the people behind the scenes, which we have, Baruch Hashem, so many. He has so many. Everybody has so many behind the scenes. The most biggest thanks has to be given to all of you. All the people that listen, that are constantly listening every day, that take the time out of their day to listen to the shiurim. They click on, they listen. Many of you, I know, take notes. I was told over the last 3 years, many take notes. They're constantly, people are asking questions, people are asking shilas. They don't understand shilas and other things, shilas and what we said. And it's a constant thing. And we ask everybody constantly to ask. If anybody is not sure 100% or they have questions in anything, we're constantly saying, all of Hilchas Shabbos, all of Hilchas Brachas, also to always ask, and we it's being done, it's being asked, and people are taking notes, people are mamish going over shiurim again and again many, many times, whatever the case is. But people, all of you have to be thanked the most, because in case not, myself and everybody who's behind the scenes, I will be talking to myself on the phone, which is also not such a bad thing. You know, if you're learning, You know, they say over there, there were certain gedolim that sometimes they would learn, when you listen to them learn, it sounded like they were talking to somebody else, and there was nobody there. That's the level that they learn. I would be talking, which is also not a bad thing, but the bottom line is everybody takes out, we're talking about thousands of people, takes the time out every day to click onto the shiur, take notes from the shiur, ask in the shiur, concentrate and learn Hilchas Shabbos. And not just from what I'm saying, but from there it goes on to other things, and they're able to keep Hashem's HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shabbos better, where all of you are able to make brachas better, know the halachas and brachas better. Maybe one day Bezras Hashem will spread out to other inyanim in halacha, but it's all of you who we have to thank the most. And that's what Rabbi Zev Smith would always say, and I'm sure he still says it before he left for the summer, because over the summer, June and July, July and August, whatever the camp, and there was no shiurim at those times, whatever the case was, everybody left for the summer vacations and Bein Hazmanim and so on. But he would always say, Rabbi Zev Smith always says, it's all of you listening. Because if not for that, we would be mamash. I would be talking to myself. I'd be learning myself, talking to myself without spreading, being marbitz Torah, without everything else. So we want to give the biggest yashar koyach to all of you, and we thank everybody listening, all of you, whether you listen every day, whether you listen once a week, whether you listen once a month, it doesn't matter. Even those who listen a few shiurim a month, it's also good. Whatever a person can listen, we thank everybody. We thank, also want to thank everybody constantly, people are spreading the link, telling their friend, telling this one, that one, whatever the case is. Bottom line is, we're able to learn Hilchas Shabbos and keep Shabbos better and keep Hilchas Brachas better, and thereby coming closer to Hashem. So again, a big, big yashar koyach to everybody. Shir number 1000. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us the achilus to be mamshech weiter in giving shiurim, learning the shiurim, learning and continuing to keep Shabbos and Brachas the right way, and kol haTorah kula, be able to keep all the halachas the right way in dalet chalkei shulchan aruch. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.